There's a word that I continually tell you. Washaya, you don't know tomorrow. I might have dealt with this person on a wrong platform. But I'm supposed to leave space for tomorrow. There are people who see me as someone who is a fool.
Because
they don't know that I'm giving them a chance for tomorrow. Because nobody knows tomorrow. So most times when you're dealing with people not knowing the future, you don't rush to scold them when they step on. You don't rush to revenge when they do wrong to you. Because you don't know the reason why you met.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Vazhinji vedu vari pano.
Most people gathered here.
Takavhiringara mangwana nekuda kwe one muromo watakataura tabowekana.
We distorted our future because of one word we spoke in our area of anger.
Shamwari yako chaiyo.
Maybe to your true friend.
Yawaiti shamwari ngozingazoti he or she's a destiny helper.
The one you called a friend, you did not know that they were your destiny helper.
Zvoti zvokuti uchisvika zvichaite.
Right now for you to go back, it can't.
Urikuyoka pakamuturi mbudzi yemunhu.
You are remembering where you scold them and call them names.
And izvo zvimwarazo.
And now God has raised that person up, the reason why they come into your life. And you feel you really need their help. You have got sisters or brothers that you cannot see.
That
you know is because of the words that I spoke before, but you need their help. But in the time of your relaxation, you forgot to leave a space for the future.
So, kazhinji usati wareact.
Most times before you react,
chimbofunga zvakagona.
Think of the things that person has done well.
Zvinobatsira kusiro pamangwana.
It will help you to leave a gap for tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, ukazona munhu anokuti thank you.
If you then see a person who says thank you,
it means aita overlook izvo zvamukanganisira.
It means they have overlooked the things that you have wrong.
Muchikutadzoti thank you inyaya yekuti aona zvakanaka.
Some, what is causing them to say thank you, they seem good.
But arikuti because of what ni marimwe zvino.
But they are saying because of what you did for me in the past.
Andikwase kukuti thank you.
I cannot say thank you.
Hello.
Amen.
So ukaona munhu anokuti thank you, it means a lot.
If you see a person who says thank you, it means a lot.
Ndinozapa nanhu akachengeta vana.
I know there are people who raised other kids.
Vana vamwe vakoma vavo.
Kids for their brothers.
Vamwe vamwana vaningina vavo.
Or kids for their youngsters.
Vana vavo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvaifara kuwana.
And they deprive their own children their rights.
Zvekuti zvinorwadza.
It pains so much.
Kuti even madzikoma kwezvo zvelife yanani.
That your brothers, their lives are now good.
Vana vakova kuda rubatsiro.
And your children now want help. They forget.
Sometimes as nye mari.
At times it's not about money. It's about taking your phone and call them and say, my mother-in-law. Thank you. Don't think we need your money. Even if we want money. At times
it's
show
needed.
Off that you are a person who appreciates.
Never even expect anything physical from unasika gwene kuti waita basa.
Do not expect anything physical from a person who cannot appreciate.
Ukaona mnantadza kuti waita basa, even asina chai nacho, chanacho chete ndeye muromo. But ari kutadza kutongoti waita basa.
If you see a person who cannot appreciate.
Even zvara achaona zvaanazvo zvaza kuti munhu munyimi.
The day when I'm going to get anything, know that this person is stingy.
So,
if you see a person who says thank you,
namatramu it's a matter of time.
Pray for that person, is just a matter
one
of time.
Day, achawana chinche, utachanzo kuratidza kuti wakaita basa.
One day they will find something that they will demonstrate to you that they appreciate.
Vamwe go to your brothers.
Some of you go to your brothers.
Kadakambo kubhadhara fees, say thank you.
If they paid your school fees, appreciate them.
Hello.
Amen.
Zvakakosha
izvozvo. It's
amen.
Very, very important.
So it's very important kuwana munhu thank you. So thank you, church. Nengoti to thank you.
We thank you, church, for appreciating us.
I think I'm one pastor. I do have that my appreciation.
I'm one man of God who doesn't do the appreciating thing.
But one do not believe I would. appreciation now in for seven.
I believe you don't force people to appreciate. If you see a person not giving you when they are supposed to give you, it's a language that is telling you that you have not yet done something. I don't command appreciation in this church. Because if you see people not appreciating you, they are trying to tell you that you have done nothing.
So ukazona muna nofunga.
Then you see a person who thinks,
"Ot, let me appreciate this person,"
and say, "Let me appreciate this person.
Let me appreciate this organization.
Let me appreciate this organization."
It means a lot.
It means a lot.
Amen.
Amen.
So bamwe that is ze kukosha kwe ukama.
Some of us don't know the importance of relationships.
Muno ziyango garajitoro chichakafira Jesu.
Jesus did not die for us to drive good cars. Jesus died so that there can be a restoration of our relationship with the Lord. Because of the sin, our relationship with God was distorted. That's why we have a scripture that because he came, we were given the power to call him Father. Meaning Jesus died for relationship. It's a sign of Satanism to destroy relationships.
True worship.
That's why you see true worship. It's a person who understands the value of relationships. If you see a person who doesn't know the value of a relationship, their prayer is far away. But a person who understands the value of a relationship, he knows relationships, that's where the blood is. This is why Jesus died. The issue of relationships. From your friends.
Just say thank you.
Just appreciate.
Sometimes when I'm not kunzwa, it means a lot.
At times, just here having a person who gives you an ear means a lot.
Depression.
You, what I'm talking about, you understand it when depression comes to you. When you yearn for a person to talk to and there is none, you only have
to manifest in different ways.
The time we are living right now, depression is manifesting in a different way. Most depressed people don't have people to talk to. To have a person who just listens to you when you are speaking. They are not judging you, but they are just hearing you.
It means a lot.
It means a lot.
Go say to your friend, thank you.
Go and say to your friend, thank you. That day when you heard me, I was in a tight spot. I was looking for a person who just hears me.
Do not tiverenge scripture in the Bible.
I want us to read a scripture where the Bible says,
who is your neighbor?
Who is your neighbor?
Jesu anobvunzwa kunzi, who is your neighbor? Chitaura nyaya. Pantanga kutudza nyaya ye Samaria kanaka mu Samaria. Do you still remember? It's what scripture? New Testament. Kuma Gospels, right?
It's in the, yeah.
Book of what? I want you to understand of andato pedza.
I want you to understand this, then we finish.
So it means a lot kuona message ya Prophet Jeremiah pa Facebook wachiti thank you. It means a lot. It means world of conversations. We saw Shukirawazo ito one day. Munachaku iso achiti thank you. Hello? It means a lot kwa namna nuku tenda even pavanu. Kuti thank you.
It means a lot to find a person who thanks you even amongst people.
Udakuti munzwe nyaye indova ndaitova tainda edu. Ndishoka?
Luke 10:29.
Please, Teresa. Even those who are online, Teresai. Yes.
But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? All
right, that is where you are going to pray. In my verse, when you stand there, do that my scriptures, please. Luke 10, and the prayer, I want you to understand something.
They did not say love everyone.
pane vanonzi vavakidzani.
There are some that are called neighbors.
Ndovanodiwa sekuzvida kuono zvaita.
Those are the ones you love. You love the way you love yourself.
Bible and out love all people.
The Bible did not say love
the same
everyone.
Way that you love yourself.
The same way you love yourself.
My love ane makinds akasiyana siyana.
There are different kinds of love.
Pane love very general kuti I love you.
There is general love where you can say I love you.
Ndiwo ndipana panikati I love you all.
If I come here and I say I love you all,
it's general love.
This is general kind of love.
Poita imwe isingapiwe munhu wese iyo inonzi inopiwa a neighbor.
Then there is a certain kind of love which is not given to everyone but a neighbor.
Yainzi namwari.
This is what God said. You start searching how deep do you love yourself.
Only a neighbor.
You don't give it to everyone. You give it only to your neighbor. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Now, Bible love all people.
Look in the Bible and tell me where it says love everyone.
I want you to understand scriptures when I'm reading.
I want you to understand scriptures when you're reading through them.
So that you avoid heartbreaks in life.
So that you avoid heartbreaks in life. There are people that you loved the same way you loved yourself when it wasn't supposed to be like that. There are some.
Verse 25. Verse 25, yes.
And behold, a certain lawyer stood up.
A certain lawyer stood up
and tempted him.
And tempted him.
They came to him tempting him.
A certain who? Lawyer. I'm not just any power, I attracted my lawyers.
Jesus was powerful, he attracted lawyers.
Vana Francisca. So a certain Francisca came to Jesus.
Amen.
And asked him, wanting to tempt him, which means vakagwenda zvere kuda kumbonomuedza.
Meaning this day they went wanting to tempt him.
So which means ezimosva kuya kuchurch futi kuda kuya kuzoedza.
Meaning it's not a crime to come to church wanting to tempt people.
But tichichengera pakuedza.
Be careful on your tempting. Know how you are going to put your temptation. Don't come wanting to tempt power. This one came wanting to tempt. Like what others came to do
today.
So those who want to tempt you are in the right place.
Because
this lawyer came wanting to tempt Jesus.
Please tell us.
And tempted him.
And
saying,
tempted him, saying,
Master.
It means mubvunzo uri kutera, it's a temptation.
Meaning the question that is following, it is a temptation.
Saka temptation haizi mukadzi akapfeka mini chete.
A temptation is not a woman dressed
in a short skirt. Unogona kutofoira pamubvunzo wabvunzo uri temptation.
You might fail on a question you are answered.
Pese pano temptwa ukatadza une level rawatadza ku acquire. Pese pano temptwa temptation.
When you fail a temptation, you failed to acquire.
Ukanzi wafoira that temptation.
If you fail a temptation,
une certain level rawatadza ku acquire.
You have a certain level that you have failed
so
to acquire.
So, isusuta izama temptation yema dzimai, izama temptation yema.
We knew temptations
but
of ladies.
Temptation yemu bvunzo.
But this time came a temptation of a question.
Yemuchi?
A question.
And then munaka in the temptation, munaka dzidza a lawyer.
And the person who brought the temptation was a learned person who was a lawyer. And he came wanting to tempt Jesus. Saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
Doita say kuti ndigone kwane upenyu kugara mupenyu usinga peri peri.
And he said unto him,
and Jesu akati kwari,
what is written in the law?
Zvanzi chii chakanyorwa magwaro?
How readest thou?
Unoverenga sei magwaro makadzi kudi kana munhu achida kuti ave ne magwaro Bible rinomboti kudi.
What does the Bible say? 27,
yes.
And he answering said,
Ndokubva apindura akati,
thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Magwara anoti ida Mwari wako nemoyo wako wese.
And with all thy soul.
Nemoya wako wese.
And with all thy strength.
Nesimba rako rese.
And
with
all thy
apana kunzi sam. Abvunzwa na Jesu.
He was asked by Jesus.
Kuti mubvunzo wandibvunza da kubvunzo mubvunzo.
with the question you asked me, I want to answer it.
Because remember, Jesus arikuzoti arikubvunza kuda kudzidza, arikubvunza kuda kuedza.
Jesus knew he's not asking to learn.
So, Jesus vati nekuti urondetsa kamira ndikubvunzawo mubvunzo.
And Jesus said, because you want to tempt him,
kuti muedzo wako anatsokuita simba nenondira natsokuradza simba rekukurira.
So that I can demonstrate to you the power to overcome your temptation.
Saka ndakuda kubvunza muedzo wako futi mubvunzo.
I want to ask your temptation a question. What you are asking me, what should I do to have eternal life? What does the word say? Jesus wants to demonstrate a certain gospel to those who are present. The person tempting me knows the word.
Saka unonzi muedzo auye chete na Satan unotogona kutouya nevanhu vanoziva magwaro.
Temptations do not come with the devil only, but they can also come with those who know the word.
Zvinganzi saka wekutanga unoti love the Lord your God with all thy heart. All thy soul.
With all thy strength.
Apana kunzi nesam. Zvikanzi gwaro rinoti.
The word says.
Ida mwari wako nesimba rako rese.
Love the Lord with all your power.
Simba rese.
Your strength.
Kana uchida nesimba rese, it means unoneka sei.
How do you see this?
Kana wanzi unoda mwari nesimba rese.
If it said you love God with all your strength,
hakuna situation inokupedza simba kana paita zvinhu zvamwari.
There is no situation that robs you of power when the
things
of God are involved.
Even sisu achiseva, even kumba kusina kumira zvakanaka.
Loving God with all your strength, I will see you coming to save even if it is not good at your heart. There is no issue that is taking robbing you of power.
Because
he loves God with all his strength.
Saka munotanga kumanifesta kuti munomuda nerese here, ne how you behave.
So how you behave manifests whether you love him with all your strength or
simba.
Not. When your power is being attacked.
Simba rino atakwa nema situations amunosangana. Isimba riku atakwa. Saka uchonoti, first things, first chinoitika, uka atakwa ne situation, unofuka kugara kumba.
First things first, when a situation attacks you, you think of staying home.
Unofunga kuti mwari akurasa saka.
You
first
think God
thing
is
unofunga chekuti, saka handisi kuenda kuna mwari wake.
The first thing that you think is you say you are not going to go to where God is.
Saka it test yes simba.
This is a test of your strength. Amen. Look at the person next to you. Ask them, why are you not singing in the choir?
It means the simba raka test kwa ana aisada mwari nerese aida nerimwe.
Strength was tested. It
yet
didn't
scripture
love God
not love thy God with all thy strength.
Amen.
Mubvunza kuti sei wakusa asha.
Why are you no longer ushering? Ask them.
And that you konzero chaari kupa.
The reason they are giving.
Pachakauya nakuzoti yaive test yesimba.
When it came, they did not know that it was a test for their strength.
Simba rino testwa kuti is it all or some.
Your strength is tested whether it's all or it's some or a portion.
Chinoita kuti uzive kuti every Sunday uya kuno kuchasvika mufundisi varipo.
What causes you to know that every Sunday you come here, the man of God will be there?
Kuti akopane mabills ari kubhadharwa.
Even if there are bills that want to be paid.
Yeo ndakazvipira kuna Mwari nesimba rangu rese.
It's because I've committed myself to the Lord with all my strength.
And defender karadzo kuti pane zvinhu zvandiri kupinda nazvo zvakaoma.
I will never show you that there are some things that I'm going through.
Because
kana
yanguva yejuti rangu muna Mwari uya nesimba rese.
Because when it comes to my time and duty with God, I come with all my strength.
So simba pane parino testwa.
Strength is tested at one point.
Ne simba rese.
Do you love him with all your strength?
My excuse are not people because I have my cell group.
What are your excuses for not coming to cell groups to worship him?
Is simba ku testwa.
This is strength that is being tested. Amen.
Zvandiri kutaura izvi.
What I'm saying.
As we make a sense in us.
It doesn't make sense today.
Zvinomeka sense zuva mwari achakuratidza.
It will make sense today.
Kukoshwa wesimba raakakupa.
God shows you the importance of the strength that he gave you.
Atizoti pese patiri kushanda.
We don't know that every time when we are working.
It's a choice atiri kupe kuisira yekuratidza kuti tinoda kupedzera simba.
It's a choice showing where we want to deplete our strength.
Ukaona uchikwanisa kunyenga musikana.
If you see you can court a girl.
Yet uchita ndina simba rekushanda nezvinhu zvamwari.
And you are saying you don't have power to work in the things of the Lord.
Ndikutaura pamusoro pe test yesimba.
I'm talking about test of the strength. People of God, let me tell you the things that you do not know about God. Some of the things that he uses are so crushing. At times, even your heart. He can use things that can cause us serious heartbreaks. You can lose a child like what we did. And this is strength that is being tested. Do you give an excuse of not preaching him when you've got a child in mortuary? Because there is Job, when his strength was tested, he continued to worship God. Every time we read the Bible, we don't know, we are reading issues of fathers who passed.
Job, seven.
The fact that Job lost seven children, and he did not curse God, he continued loving God with all his power. That will cause my judgment to be difficult because I've lost one child.
Because Bible not nezoero muchamiswa imimi gutai muchamiswa nevamwe vakatanga kutende musati matanga kutende.
The Bible says on that day you city shall stand with those who started
monzi makatukwa kutai imimi rekuti makatadza kutenda nekuda kwemarwadzo akauya kwamuri.
Who to you, community or nation,
nekuti kune vamwe vakasanga nemarwadzo saka vakaramba vachitenda.
There are some who encountered hardship but they continued believing.
Example, muchamiswa nana Job akaluza vana.
On the day of judgment, you stand with Job who lost children. Amen. This is strength that is being tested.
Job second thing,
Job did not lose children only, but he lost
business money. In a day.
Businesses, they crumbled in a day.
But
he did not curse God.
But because
business crumbled, some cursed God. What I'm saying, it's easy when you're talking that I love God with all my heart. With all my strength. With all my soul. It's easy until the day of testing. Amen.
And believe me,
the day will come. Do you love him with all your strength?
One day, Daga Shikakumba, Datota, powerful, distorted Jesus Utofama.
One day I got home and it was powerful, everything was moving well.
God had told us about a promotion and an anointing that was coming.
God had told us of a promotion and an anointing that was coming.
So I was so excited.
So I was excited on this day.
So this day did you shake?
So this day as I got home, I received very bad news.
But the business renew racharese.
That your business is burnt into ashes.
Ma viring it was worth $52,000.
You have been robbed of things worth $52,000.
What I did,
I asked, don't we have anything to salvage? And they said nothing. Everything has been lost.
Then they got to know recover. Hello.
Amen.
And even no kind of matter.
Even if you pray. What was paining, God was addressing other issues,
so
but not
me,
this one.
Then was and no recover.
So to me, I felt I would recover. His failure to address that issue, I thought it meant we are going to recover. So I started putting my strength in recovering.
Then
from that.
One day I discovered that I lose my properties, not with that loss.
And one day I discovered I was losing properties because of that loss.
Then I said to my wife, "Simbare do repapi."
Then I said to my wife, where is our strength? And yesterday I asked her the very same question. And she said, it's in prayer. And we said, let us pray until God speaks about this
thing.
As you were praying, we started seeing we are losing a lot. The Holy Spirit told me that don't dodge it, leave it like that. You want to dodge a season.
Roveka. Vuma.
Go through it.
Dona.
Accept it. Fall down.
Ifa.
Die.
Dichakumutsa.
I'll raise you up.
So there's a ziwa kuti kumepando tududa ufana Jesu.
I did not know that when I said I want to be likened to Jesus.
At times
you are supposed to die and come back again.
And
on the dying might want, you might want to help God. So that you die quickly and you resurrect quickly.
Involved.
Do you know there are businesses that God is involved that you have? Even in their falling down. And yet it's a time for you to die so that he can resurrect
you.
It's his system that even his
bill,
his only son, he killed him and he
raised him. Until
today he has the same system of killing
things.
Children, I bought them toys. I'll find the toys destroyed and I'll try to bring them
together.
It's the nature of the children to open up
your
I think those with children you can relate. A child feeling I'm playing with my toy that I received from the father. To ask the child, why are you destroying the toy? Do you know how painful the money is? She will say, the toy is mine.
But Maria tenga
ndeyangu. But the money that bought the toy is mine.
But I don't know, but the toy in
the hand. And the child is saying the toy belongs to me. And they enjoy playing around with things that they've destroyed.
One day I
said I want to help them, I want to destroy the toy.
Baba pakaridzwa mhere ndapwanya chake.
They cried. They cried when I broke their toy that they are gradually supposed to break. One day I came back from South Africa with a bag full of toys. What I broke, the child
died.
But when they destroy on their own, they don't cry.
The
child may hide it so that you cannot see it. Because it belongs to you.
Sometimes, you know, that my answers, but three my toy, I'm worried. And one day, if it's toy, church,
at times we want answers, and yet we are toys that belong to the Lord. The child does not mind, they just destroy the toys. There are times when you are destroyed, even if you want answers, you will not find
them.
And yet it's God playing with his creation.
And sometimes by process here, I'm feeling back and thought why.
And at times during that process, you never understand why.
And I pin it in name.
And you never respond how why. And he doesn't want to be helped. That's why Jesus did not stand and say, come and
if
I was Jesus, I have come to die. I was just going to hang myself. I am
but
dead. But his death was not supposed to come by his
hand.
He was supposed to be killed by somebody. He was not supposed to help death to die.
Yet
he had come to die, but when people wanted to stone him, he would run away.
One day, zakambosvikawo tari kandichienda.
One day he thought, let me go after the pain. And he went right on the edge of a mountain. People shouting at him, he went on a cliff. The power of the Lord said, your time is not yet come. You are supposed to wait until the time is right. If God was able to crush his only son like that, who are we that he did not
born?
His other party, he left people to bear
around
with him. And he had power to strike everyone with lightning who was coming against him. But on this day, nothing happened. The day was shining, the sun was shining bright in the sky. It went black after the
field.
God showed he has the power or the energy in the heavens. But he switched it off the moment it was about
to go. If
I was God and I see people rising against my child, I would just switch off the
sun.
But he was beaten up in broad daylight. The time when he's committed his spirit you are supposed to die, my son, that I may resurrect
you.
I don't want you to help me. Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
So with thy strength.
Ask the person sitting next to you, do you love him with all his your strength? If you get a message right now that your car has been destroyed by a tree, this time it's not an avocado, the fruit, but the tree itself.
But yet some motor.
But it's on top of your car. Your car has been destroyed. Will you continue to save the Lord with all your strength? Or some of your power is in the car. What I'm saying is very difficult.
Reality.
But this is reality. What is difficult about a person is you don't want to hear difficult news.
It's the nature
of a person that you don't want bad news. And yet it is the truth.
So in a day, we lost Shandira.
In one day, we lost what we had worked for.
We
wanted to put more strength and would be losing more.
Don't dodge it.
Until I was taught not to run away from it.
Hello.
Amen.
Don't dodge it.
And yet what is being tested is
scriptures
all strength. There are scriptures that are written in the Bible that we don't know their meaning. Look at the chair next to you. It's empty. Where is that person? There is strength that is being tested. That is why that chair is empty. Save for my chair because I'm standing.
Cannot only pang an empty chair.
If there is an empty chair,
panis simbara test.
There is strength that is being tested.
Vamurao ya throw vanava mwe mafees.
Some it came through children, some school fees, some different scenarios.
Love thy Lord God with all thy heart and all thy
strength.
And it on. Yeah.
And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
With all thy heart.
And with all thy soul.
With all thy soul.
And with all thy strength. If I want to explain the rest, we might get to part 5.
All thy heart.
With all thy heart.
All thy soul. And remember.
All this that is talking about, remember, it's supposed to give all
to God.
To God.
And remember, murume ari kutempta mwari.
Remember, this is a man tempting
which means
God.
It's a temptation iri kubvunza mwari.
Meaning, this is a temptation asking God.
And mwari vari kupindura ye temptation.
And God is responding to a temptation.
Which means the only thing chinoita kuti ugone kukunda temptation.
Meaning, the only thing that can cause you to overcome a temptation.
Fully occupied in the Lord.
Is only when you are fully occupied in the Lord.
Uri fully in the Lord.
When you are fully in the Lord.
Eh? And
with all thy mind.
And all thy mind. Uh-huh.
And thy neighbor is thyself.
And thy neighbor is thyself. Apanamuz and all people.
That's where most people get it wrong. You love everyone the same way you love yourself.
Yet, and love thy who?
Neighbor.
I know I once thought about it, but
I once thought about this.
Love all people the way you love yourself.
It did not say love everyone the way you love yourself. They said when it comes to love, the same way you love yourself. There's a person that if you see in your life, if I ask you, do you love yourself?
And
you say yes. I'm not saying being pompous. I'm saying loving yourself.
Kuzvida is just to love yourself.
Just loving yourself.
Zvikanzi ukazviona kuti wewe kuzvida kwaunoita unozvitirei. Now, ukaona mulife mako une munhu usingagone.
If you see in your life you don't have a person that you cannot reach
up ama love ona raunozvipa kuti une munhu usingakwanisa kupa munhu that love. It means usati wane neighbor.
If you
Teresa
listen carefully.
Jerukunzi pana anonzi a neighbor. And
they are saying there is a neighbor.
Mukanzwa wadre kuti neighbor munofunga ma next door.
And you think if you hear neighbor, you think the person staying next door
se kuzvida kwaunoita.
And you go to your house, you start loving your neighbor.
Wadre kuti neighbor is kuri mu next door.
The word neighbor doesn't mean the person staying next to you.
Love thy neighbor as thy
self.
As thy
self.
Do
you understand or should we stop here?
And
he said unto him.
And he said unto him.
Thou hast answered right.
Answer.
This do.
Minduro wapa indo chayo. Number one, kuti ida mwari wako nesimba rako resi. Moyo wako wese, moyo wako wese. And ida futi mwaki zani. Apanonzi munu wese, mwaki zani. Apanonzi ida wanu.
Not people, but your neighbor.
Please, but it's say papo.
Grasp this part.
Apana kunzi idavanu.
It was not said love people.
Panzi idamu vakidzani kadiro kaunozvita.
Love your neighbor the same way you love yourself.
Chinzwa.
And he answered. And he said unto him.
He said unto him, eh?
Thou hast answered right.
Wapindura chaizo. And this is arukudza muloya. Wapindura chaizo.
This do.
And don't know it is.
And thou shalt live.
And uchararama nekusinga peripeni.
But he willingly to justify himself.
Iye achida kwedza kuzvichenesa pamberi pake.
Said unto Jesus.
Mukomana ari kubvunza. Achida kwedza kuzvichenesa pamberi pake.
Said unto Jesus.
Kubva ati kuna Jesu.
And who is my neighbor?
Saka muvakidzani wangu ndiani. Saka it means havasi kureva kuti ida munhu wese.
It means it doesn't mean love everyone.
This man was so intelligent. I love his answer. And do for my questions again.
This man was so intelligent. I'm loving his
intelligent. Questions.
Every intelligent person, you don't hear
about intelligence. But
you see, you cannot ask questions, then
you no manifest intelligence by me.
Your intelligence is questionable. Who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said,
Jesu kubva pindura chinzwa mindura Jesu,
a certain man went down from Jericho.
A certain man went down where?
From Jerusalem.
From Jerusalem
to Jericho.
To Jericho.
And fell among thieves.
Ndokubva abatwa nematsotsi achibva kuJerusalem, house of bread. No. And Sandra Ziva, we have to talk also about this man.
We are supposed to talk about this man. What is causing this man to leave a place of bread?
Jericho was a cursed place.
Going to Jericho, a place that was cursed.
It was during a financial trial.
This person is leaving a place of bread because he was going through a financial trial. He's leaving a place of bread.
Jerusalem means place of bread.
Amen.
And the bread of life.
When you're talking about bread, you are talking about Jesus. It's a person who
because
is tired
of a season. Jericho
showed it was in a better season.
Because could Jericho why gonna quit a madira at fire?
In Jericho, you go do deals
because
and they
could Jericho Avana. Because
in Jericho they had no restrictions like in Jericho.
Jericho wano dila anyhow.
In Jericho they dealt anyhow.
Wano birana, wano rot the sun as long
they
as
robbed, they hate each other as long
reason
as
reason why it's a cursed
it.
Place.
Because it,
it
is
was a cursed market.
It was a cursed place.
Zokuti iemwe ya wako atangan zoti mechimwa mcha garikarikane na kune a curse.
His spirit felt, I cannot dwell in Jerusalem, let me go to a cursed place.
Have you ever
ran away from the place of bread
because Jericho pesipanomuka a trial iri financial.
Every time when a financial trial arises,
kuna njimbo inenge chiradza kuti ine ma solutions to that financial trial.
There is a place that demonstrates a solution to that
financial
trial.
Trial ichimuka iri season yamwari mu Jerusalem.
Especially if a trial is coming in the season. Zvakuti
kune Jericho inogadzirwa kunzi chivape ma solutions.
No, there's a Jericho that is being prepared to give you solutions.
Saku Jericho.
So in Jericho,
it was a cursed place.
It was a cursed place.
Yekuti murume ari kunotrega ndibva kunzvimbo yechingwa.
This man is saying, let me go away from the place.
Nekuti ndatanzara rikandende kunzvimbo even iri cursed.
Let me go even to a cursed place.
As Rome, if you still remember, there's also a family.
If you remember,
Noah,
there was also a family.
Vanova futi nekuda kwefemai. Vanova futi mu Jerusalem.
They left Jerusalem.
Kuvaenda futi ku nzvimbo isiri Jerusalem.
Going to another place.
Vachisvika kondoko vakasvika kukafa varume vese production is vasazoti kuenda kwavaita kwabva ku Jerusalem.
Not knowing departing from Jerusalem.
Vasaziva kuti pavari kufungidzira kuti
where they thought they are going to get
Trigunoana solution, Vani Moya
solutions. They are spirits that
because
of
the discover what to shake up from Jerusalem.
They discovered it after they
problem. So part time they die.
Our problem is during a trial like
Trigunga, one area could try, but nine.
We are thinking of one area that is being
under protection near Jehovah.
But we are forgetting about nine areas under the protection of the Lord.
Nine one.
You discovered when you come out of nine
areas angati varidzwa naMwari.
That the areas that the Lord was protecting.
It's Andy.
A certain man went
now,
down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
Matsotsi asumbatira mu Jerusalem.
The thieves were not getting to him in Jerusalem.
I thought Jerusalem mem prophet afutine covering a health.
He did not know Jerusalem was covering up his health. What is moving him is the storm.
Ask to Zakuti very soon the dumbu racho.
He doesn't know that very soon with the stomach.
To shaya futima because unokona kutono luzane hembe dzakavhara dumbu.
You can even lose your clothes that are
uruluzane utano urukutoti dumbu rinzo kuti pane
chirikudiwa. Losing your health.
The moment he had Buddha in Jerusalem,
the moment he left Jerusalem,
because he comes to steal.
That's when the thieves came. They come to steal. You see
that
the thief
and
that is
in Jerusalem.
The thief could not get to him.
It means
Jerusalem.
Situation in Jerusalem
meaning the situation in Jerusalem has got nothing to do with thieves.
But
it's like Sata that is boiling.
Musono kumba ndaka bvunza because ndakatanga kunzwa smell.
Recently I asked because I said
ndakati pane sadza hamusi kupisa sadza here. There is sadza
that is burning, but they say it's not the sadza, it's something that's spilled off. If you go and ask the sadza that is on the stove, it will tell you that I was feeling the heat. So I felt to go out. Not knowing in the pot you are better. There's another covering that you can
see.
When it goes out, thinking it is a lot.
The stove will
not give it the time to boil.
It's
just coming out and you are bent.
Next thing, you know,
and the next thing you feel that
Racha.
The stench is burning. Some is
it
there? It's boiling.
Jerusalem, my budu ane kuti mapisa.
You don't go out of Jerusalem because it's hot.
Pano zongo itangula ya kuiva.
There is a time when you will be ripe.
Paru kubuda, ndo paru kunobatwa.
When he went out, that's when the thieves grabbed him.
Matsotsi has to be mirot up in the Jericho.
The thieves are not waiting for him to get into Jericho.
Was the Bible wrote amuzere kuti achona ari kunamata.
The Bible says, don't you know that's those that are praying?
Satan ari kutsvaga mukana wa hatomumira kuti usvike ku nightclub.
The devil is waiting for one opportunity.
Chicheka chaitika. Muri muJerusalem maitaurisa.
In Jerusalem, you were talking too much.
Maiti fire kumusha.
You were saying fire in your rural homes.
Mukati by fire by thunder.
And you were saying by fire
and by thunder.
Mukati
ngafe.
And you said witches must die. And you thought lightning striking them. And when you were doing that, you were putting your faith on Jerusalem. There are other spirits that is because of the church only.
Buddha.
Go out. I no longer want this church thing. It will not wait for you to look for
the
church. The moment you say, I don't want
it. Even there,
it will strike you hard. They are actually warming up for you to come out. Some are thinking of the lightning that strike
them.
The way they cast it out
from Jericho.
They did not wait
until
they cast Jericho. On the way to Jericho, they started dealing with him right in the midst. I want to do it once. When you do it, you have got another sickness that you have contracted.
Because
it's you.
It's not about
you. There are some things that you shouted at
when
you that are waiting for
you.
That's why the Bible said, don't
you know?
Those who once believed, when they come out, they won't come back.
But
those that were out when they came
back,
it's difficult for those that were in Jerusalem. If they come back, come out for them to go back. Look at the person. If they backslide, they will not come back. Because what we shouted at here, we said fire to the goblin.
Back to sender.
And you also said back to sender.
Sender chetu cha Buddha.
And the sender is waiting for your time to come out. They want to beat you so hard.
Jerusalem,
you don't know what Jerusalem is
giving. Jerusalem, you
think Jerusalem is distorting
your
every time I go deeper in Jerusalem, things become so heavy. Right now they are waiting for your coming out. In the midst he was hit.
But remember.
This is Jesus was asked, who is your neighbor? Which stripped him of his remnants. And wounded him. And departed leaving him half dead. They said, don't kill him. Leave him half dead.
Unozera kuti rufu ukaona waurayiwa.
Do you know that when you see your dead,
akuna muvenga ari dangerous muvenga asingakuraya nokuisa mujere.
There's no dangerous enemy like that who doesn't, that the one who doesn't kill you, but who takes them in prison.
Set you free.
Because they know if they kill you, they have set you free.
But akuisa mujere.
But the one who has imprisoned you.
Do you know kanzi sarudza zvinhu tukupenga kana kufa?
Do you know if you are to choose among these two things, running mad or dying? The one who causes you to be mad is the witch.
Death is good.
Death is better than running mad. Amen.
Half dead.
They did not kill him. They left him half dead.
But zvekupfeka hapana.
But no clothes.
Utano hapana.
No help.
And by chance,
there came down a certain priest,
brother holy, brother of church.
A brother from church.
Now, which means your neighbor.
Meaning your neighbor.
Munogona church church.
You might go together in the same church, but it's not from your church. You don't love church people the way you love yourself.
Because remember, Jesus ari kutsanangura neighbor kuti ndiani.
Remember, Jesus is explaining who a neighbor is.
First person akatanga kupfuura pamunhu uyu.
The first person who passed through this person was a priest. And when he saw him,
priest achimuona,
he passed by on the other side.
Kubva amupfuura nerimwe side, akatomuona kubva enda kune rimwe side wekuchurch.
He saw him and he passed through the other side.
Ukaona munhu anokuona uri pamatambudziko okuignore.
Kunyangwa achinamata sei. If you see a person who sees you in trouble and they ignore you no matter how much they try.
Asi kuyazoona kuti zvi zvaitika.
They are not coming to see what is happening.
Ndosakachona sometimes ezinye mari nye munhu anongokuona.
At times it's not about money, it's a person who just visits.
Fana pa priest akaona.
Here the priest saw,
kubva enda the other side,
and he went the other way. And likewise, when he was at the place, came and looked on him,
and likewise pakoya foot another Levite munhu wemuchurch,
and passed by on the other side.
Uyu at least akauya akadongorera.
At least this one peeked to see.
He looked at him, anzakata se.
And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him.
He came and he looked on him
and passed by on the other side.
Vangodzungudza zvakaoma, then he passed by. Priest avana kuita look, vangona pane munhu akarara, vanakana kuda kusvika, vangoramba vangoita ada vakaenda. A Levite munhu wekuti anotouya.
A Levite is a person who comes.
Ah, zvakaoma.
And he grieves with you.
Otoid. And kazhinji ma Levites ndoane makuwa.
And most times Levites are the gossipers.
Arwe achitarisei.
What are they coming to see?
Anga kunodzani zvaona.
Who do they want to tell what they saw?
Chanjerano achitarisa.
Be careful about those who
come. Asana solution anongotarisa kuti zvakaoma oye.
No solution, they just look at you and they disappear.
And they told,
But a certain Samaritan,
munhu asina kukama naye,
a person who's not related to him,
munhu asiri uyanga story kana mutendi,
this one was not even a believer,
a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, haana kukama naye, haana kana sene rakafanana naye, munhu ari kungofambawo,
just a person on his way, came where he was,
ndokubva aona,
And when he saw him, he had compassion on him.
Akabatwa netsitsi.
And he went to him. And bound up his wounds.
Ndokubvataka kusunga maroni. Akatanga kubatsira.
He started helping him, pouring in oil and wine.
Chechiri kunetsa mafizi ndibatsire.
And
chechiri kunetsa kuna chikafrika ndibatsire.
And set him on his own.
Chechiri kunetsa zvakazoti kure bazvandina zvori kandikupe. Wati rent o batani up.
You said rent, you have this part.
I bandage my wounds.
He was bandaging his wounds. And set him on his own beast.
Ndokubva amutora, anangomubandaja mangunzi. Akamutora se wake kuzvida. Remember, he was on
beast. He took him like his own.
Then he took him. Aitompa une transport. On his own beast.
And he brought him to an inn and took care of him.
And brought him to an inn, rent, and bandaja. And took care of him in times of need. And he took care of him. And on the morrow,
when he departed,
he took out two pence.
Akatomba,
I apedza kumbandeja anangomupa mari nechirete akampa nenguva yake akagara naye usiku wesada unoti haaferi.
Spend the whole night with him wanting to see.
People of God, don't joke with a person ana achigara newe.
People of God, don't joke with a person who comes to stay with you.
Okubandeja.
And bandages your wounds.
Brother, uri zviri seizvo.
Asking you what is the status.
Uda kunoti haufi anokucheka.
I want to see if you are not going to die. He checks on you.
Ashua kuti anorarama ndo pakasa imwe mari pa.
When he is sure that he will leave, that's when he left.
On the morrow.
On the next day.
Ashua kuti anorarama.
When you are sure that he will leave.
Ndo pakatanga kuita ma follow-ups.
Then he started not doing follow-ups.
But akaramba achibatsira.
But he started continued helping him. He took out 2 pence and gave them to the host.
2 pence kubva pa mari to the host. Akapa landlord
and said unto him.
Kubva ati kuna host
take care of him.
Take care of him
and whatsoever thou spendest more.
Nangwaka shansa zvakadii ndikuzoti izvozvi ari down ari out.
When I come again I
whatsoever zvachashandisa ndichadzoka mondipa bill on his behalf ndichabhadhara.
Amen. Which now of these three?
Jana just saka, which now of these three, priest, Levite and Samaria,
thinkest thou was neighbor unto him
neighbor kumunhu uyu
that fell amongst the thieves?
Pane munhu akarohwa nematsotsi
and he said the one that showed mercy on him,
the one who showed mercy, munhu wese anokuratidza mercy, that's your neighbor.
And then Jesus said unto him, go and do that.
Anonzi neighbor munhu anokuratidzwa kunzi go and do that and
go and do thou likewise.
Go and do thou likewise and you enter. Now munakuratidza mesa abatwe junkie
a person who shows you mercy is not treated anyhow.
Kaona munhu akuratidza mercy,
if you see a person who shows mercy,
shall go to know zvida sei.
Look at how you love yourself.
Saka kumudo the same way.
Love that person the same way you love
yourself. Amira newe akubandage akubi akufeke.
They bandage you.
That's your neighbor.
That person is your neighbor.
A lot of you munopedza energy kwanwa sirivo.
A lot of you you finish your energy.
Nenda wekuti vamwe vane staura munoda.
Because some have the style that you love.
Saka unono zvimanikidzira kuita neighbor.
So you force yourself to be a neighbor.
Unomuda because anongoita staura unoda.
You love them because you share the same style.
Ndosaka uchirwadziwa.
That's why you have got a heartbreak.
Hauzvimanikidzire anouya ega a summary.
You don't force yourself. They come on their own.
Omira newe like a brother.
And they stand with you like a brother.
Like a sister.
Like a sister.
My times of need.
In your time.
Chanokwanisa anokupa.
What they can they give you.
Auchagembinga panzvimbo kuti ndomira
naye. You don't look for the richest in the place.
Audaro do problem enyu munozvitsvagira mega maneighbor.
That's your problem. You look for your neighbor.
Munobatsira Mwari kukupe maSamaritan, saka munopiwa chiSamaritan chechilevhi.
You help God to give you Samaritan, so you receive Samaritans that are levites. Amen.
Ori kuti best friend, sei uri kumuti bestie.
Why do you say best friend to that person?
Unozoro kuti kune umwe wasurutoti bestie ari ye bestie.
Do you know there's someone that you don't even call bestie but is your best friend?
Wekuti anokuratidza mercy.
They show you mercy.
Andis kutora unenda nayo kuma drinks wabatawo kamari ane kamari. Ndikutora kuti hautori nawo but anokumira anokutsvaga saka umba kwakamira sei.
The person who looks for you when you've got nothing.
Your problem unoda ma drinki.
The problem you love drinking partners. Amen.
Makada vanhu,
you loved people.
Nena wekuti makava pa ma titles pa ma days amanga muri mu same realm.
Because you gave them titles in the
same realm. Unofanira kunzwisisa wari kutamba naye because muri mu same class.
You are supposed to be careful about the one.
Nena uya mu class akatanga kuda kukudonza chikubatsira.
Because you are in the same class and they wanted to pull you out.
Auti muni best friend because makadzidza mu same class. No, I class kutoti mutaure message.
A person is not your best friend because you are in the same class.
In life munogona kutaura message because muri mu same class.
In life you might speak together because of the class.
Saka class inogona kupa futi ukama.
A class can give you a relationship.
Obva wau interpreter kuti ndi Samaria.
And you interpret that this is the Samaritan.
Mune vanhu vamakati ma neighbor.
There are people that you called neighbor.
Nekuti makasangana kubhora
vamakugrafu. Because you encountered in a soccer match.
Maiurana zvemagrafu. Vazhinji vatanotumwa naMwari chaiwo.
Most people that are sent by God.
Amuladen,
you don't love them.
Munova jaja.
You judge them.
Because munoti ma Samaria.
Because you are saying they are Samaritan. Amen. Hallelujah. You have a friend that takes you from life. For you not to see that is not a friend. There are people that no matter what, you don't love them the same way you love yourself. There is love that is given to a neighbor.
And a neighbor, it's only one test in whom qualifies.
And a neighbor is qualified by one test.
It's during your death time.
It's during the time of your death.
Which means,
if God wants to give you
neighbor,
at times God allows thieves to grab hold of
you.
Look at the time when you were chased. Who stood with you for years? Look at the time when you were chased from your house. Who gave you a place to stay?
That's your neighbor.
That person is your neighbor. Amen.
Chinonzi neighbor, bunu anokuratidza mercy.
A neighbor is a person who demonstrates mercy.
Even vamwevenyu panapa.
Even some of you here, you are being given a chance to show other people mercy, but you are picking and going the other way.
But believe me, one day you will rise again.
But believe me, one day they will rise.
Because every man from Jerusalem,
every man from Jerusalem,
even if akarasika,
even if they go astray,
anorambari a son,
they will continue being a son.
A prodigal son.
That's why in the Bible we have a prodigal son. You are saying prodigal.
But baba wake mumuti mwana.
But his father calls him a son. Hallelujah.
Saka tinevamwe kutoti vanotopiwa mukanonzi nemunoparadza.
There are some that are given a chance to go.
Uri mukana wako kwa musamaria kwari.
Being a chance for you to be a Samaritan to them.
Wakaite umwe pakaparadza.
What did you do when someone destroyed?
Was it two way?
Was it in two parts?
Was it remember?
Remember.
Oyo araro.
The one who is asleep.
Aru demonstrated on him Samaria.
Is being demonstrated to by a Samaritan.
Younger tested him Samaria.
It was a taste of the Samaritan.
Even the other araro.
Even the one who's
neighbor.
They are supposed to know both of them that we have gained neighbors.
What did you do to those who showed you mercy?
Amen.
What
did you do unto them?
A person,
who showed you mercy,
don't treat them anyhow.
Everyone has got their side that they show even you.
Even
the father himself has got the side that if you see you run away. God says he has a side that if he shows you, you don't even have a time to think you will
even
die.
That neighbor of yours, the fact that mercy, he is a neighbor, she's a neighbor.
The fact that they showed you mercy, he's a neighbor. You were sick and they killed your
wounds.
Your relatives could not touch you when you were sick.
And in a buru wangu cheche apa bururu.
I've got my beloved friend. You start saying friends when you're down.
Everyone
who has never encountered a thief or robbers.
Test
each other. The test will come. They start running away from you one-one. Things are difficult for him.
This time,
this time she's not going to stand.
This time,
the way she has been hit left, right, and center.
Who is your neighbor?
Amen. Look at the person next to you. If they have shown you mercy, now it's in your power. You know you are now getting. Do for them what you wanted to do for yourself. That is why others receive cars. What this person did for me is more than this car. I'm looking for something to equate, but it's not even enough. Take a house, take a car.
A person
receives a house. There are some who love the same way they love themselves. Amen.
Who is my neighbor? Even those who are online, I think you are hearing me.
Even those watching online, you are hearing me.
Can I go start to wander down in life?
If you have never been down in life,
that's
why I told you that God Himself.
And a project, you know, to take Him down.
There's a project called taking down that He has.
Bestie, uno fara ndi bestie ma selfie.
Is that person a bestie for selfies?
Bestie. Do
you know what it
means?
My beloved,
do you know what it means?
What test came for you to say this is my beloved? When you were clothless, what did they do? People who know what I'm talking about.
I'm victims of abuse.
They are victims of abuse.
Most times
you are found in the area of the Samaritans. These people will abuse you.
Most times
we know what I'm talking about. If they are in the area of the Samaritans,
because
someone
is
lying
nature,
down.
It's a God-given ability.
It's a God-given ability. Not everyone can do it. That's why you see, it's not all of you are supposed to have friends. Some of you are ghosts. You don't deserve people.
Deserve marriages.
There are some who do not deserve marriages. Some don't deserve people.
It will be disastrous. Hello? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall
set you free.
Even if I don't pray for you,
what I told you today is deliverance. Ask yourself, as you are sitting there, you know you don't deserve.
Because unotanga kuzviona how you handled the verse akakuradza nyasha.
You start seeing it by the way you handle those who showed you mess. You don't handle charms, but you are a witch.
Because
you thought a witch is the one who handled charms. Paul says, who bewitched you?
No one information, my words are minds.
The information that you heard. There is someone who bewitched you by what you heard. You know yourself. I was shown mercy.
But
in your own way, the way you handled the person who showed you mercy the last time.
How did I handle him?
Don't pray for your husband.
Because he was too good for you.
When you rejected a boy because he was too good for you. Mercy was demonstrated on you and you received a macho man. You did not know what you were talking about. A Samaritan was provided.
Ukati is too good for me. Tete.
And he said the Samaritan was too good for
me. He is too innocent for me. Dimai raba ma innocent.
You are the one who rejected the innocent. Right now you are married. You are crying on the prayer line.
Chimbotraga kuti last Samaritan wakamhandla sei.
Look at the way you handled the last Samaritan. Hallelujah.
Makapwanya moyo vanhu vanga vakanyorova.
You destroyed people's hearts that were so calm. That's why you see, I'm supposed to do a background check.
There
are some who were raised in abuse that they
see. They can't handle love. You can't handle munanokuda. You can't.
There are people who cannot handle love.
Do you love chimacho
menofara mburo waro waso? Do you love is being a macho
man? Kwa uri rudo chikudo. Do
you baboon play is love?
Baboon play. One day, the man from Zanzania, no. Murume chai.
A woman was saying a husband is supposed to beat you once in a while. You're not beaten by your husband. To know they are damaged, they don't know. She thinks that's the nature. Not knowing they chased away so many Samaritans.
Like
you chased away people who were doing good.
Business partners.
And some you chased away
business partners. Very straight.
You stole and robbed them. Amen.
That it my paper business refunding.
Let us have paperwork for the business to move forward.
You are business. Not knowing you don't handle them
like that.
Is a
neighbor
being sent by God to you?
This is a neighbor sent by God.
You
have been given a bridge to cross over. And you took that heart. And you took that person. And you went and
borrowed them.
And their name is working. Not knowing you have rejected
legacy for your kids because
a
of that
legacy
person.
For your children because of that.
Most people were in
poverty.
There was a time you were talking about a Samaritan.
But you have got a behavior of a
heartbroken
because you grew up in Chitungwiza. You think in business everyone is supposed to be hit. You trip some that are not tripped. You understand, no matter what,
and if
I'm not supposed to rob this.
This man showed me mercy.
This person showed me mercy. Right now you're looking for start to start a chicken project. Even if 25 or 10, God did not want you to start that small.
I don't want to thousands.
He wanted you to start on thousands. Right now you want to start
because
on
20. Because a Samaritan in a bad way.
You handled a Samaritan in a bad way.
Reality.
What I'm saying is reality. Most of you here are not victims. You are the Levite and the priest. You thought coming to church is going to cover up everything. There are some that no matter how much you pray, if you don't manage your
relationship,
even if you climb on top of your house, you refused a relationship that was good for you.
A neighbor came. Instead of you loving a neighbor as you love yourself,
you showed them the other kind of love. The baboon type of love. Someone sitting there is saying this man is talking the truth. What this man is saying, this is the truth. There are some people who are supposed to go.
You are
back
a very
say,
good man.
Sorry, I handled you.
You are
back.
A very good woman, a
you
business
are a very
person.
Good man, you are a very good woman, you are a
let's
very good
reconcile.
Businessman. Let us reconcile.
I'm sure I will follow your steps.
I will follow after your steps. I did wrong. I had not information that I have now.
And believe me, you vajijwa ne knowledge andi na
wey. Believe you me, most people of this knowledge, they are abused.
Most of them.
Most of them are abused. Amen. You are a pastor. You want to show love. You are being used for free.
You are supposed to receive payment.
And the one who is saying that doesn't have a church that they began.
No, head lamps are serious.
If you mishandle a Samaritan,
when you
come out from there, you are going into the hands of a leper.
Life yako yese izvozvi une vanhu 3 ava now varimo.
Was in your life you've got this
either a priest anokona from afar.
Maybe you've got a priest who watches you from a distance.
Une levet anoyona.
Or you've got a levet who's come to see.
Anopa.
Doesn't give you any help.
Anongosiya but unozvoti nyaya dzafamba. Izvozvi une nyaya dzafamba.
They just leave you and spread the gospel.
Unozvoti une kurutaurwa zita rako kumwe kuti wosota tumbosvika.
There are places where your name is being spoken
but
of where
you have been given.
But your name is so powerful there. Do you know there are people you try to help? And they told others that you're a thief.
I gave an example recently.
There's a person who was sitting in a pit.
So we
were discussing something.
But that... The issue you are
talking about, you see that man sitting by the pit.
You are sitting by
a pit and your legs are in the pit. Amen.
Just imagine.
And I said, just imagine. You hear that man wants help. He wants to fall into a pit. And you run with love. And you try to hold to help
you.
And you fall together in the pit. First of all, those who are watching you don't know your motive. Some will say you are the one who pushed him.
Even
himself.
He doesn't know
you will say he pushed him. He will not say, I was about to fall. He wanted to help
me.
He will say,
if he's not come,
you will not say that.
There are
a lot of innocent people in there. They wanted to help. But they fell together. How do you justify yourself that I wanted to help? You fell, but I wanted to help you. Amen. People will be talking about you even in commuter
minibus.
That one is a thief.
I give up.
He's a thief. Look at the person next to you. There is a place where their names are being spoken of. If they know the title they are being given, what pains is the person who gives you that title? Because it's only you and God who knew the motive that you had. Amen. And this can only be known the day the Lord comes. Amen.
Saga, know how to handle a Samaritan.
Amen.
A person who showed you mercy. Even if you can't do it,
there are things that you're supposed to ask, even if things go haywire.
But I am going to bandage him.
Ask yourself, this person once bandaged me. Before you say, it's them,
he bandaged me. What's the matter?
Amen.
That's why up to now I don't burn bridges.
I start searching for the motive.
Hello?
Amen.
Was it good intention or bad intention? Says us alive.
Why is it come up like this?
I'll track a moon.
You don't look for a person.
I'll track the issue in the light of my faith, not track as in the light of the Lord. Say it, Ashika.
Why did we get to this point? My partner, why is
that?
Before you even go to the courts, ask yourself this. How did we end up in this place? That's why
we have the
scripture before you even go to the court. mend the relationship midway. There are issues that do not want prayer, that want you to be in good books before you get to the court. Sit down and find out what happened.
Because
go and face the judge. One of you is going to be in prison.
On your way to the court.
There is an issue that does not require prayer. Just communication on your way to the court. But my child, you are so stubborn. Why do you take up that behavior?
Was he not a Samaritan? Was she not a Samaritan? Hello? Saga, who is your neighbor? The one who showed you mercy. That okay, sir?
I finished for the day.
So may the good Lord continue to be with you. May the good Lord continue to be with you. And may He strengthen you.
My prayer is we should have more Samaritans.
Don't give up on helping people.
Samaritans, hear me. Don't give up on helping people.
Because of one that you helped.
When you bandaged their wounds and helped them. And they did otherwise.
Believe me, one of these days a true neighbor is coming.
When people hear your story, they will not accept it. Do you know there's a person God has prepared for you that people are going to go, You move mountains, and you'll be coming from Chiwesh.
Muri to that partnership, they will think you are brothers.
In that partnership,
sisters.
People would think you have got a relationship.
Are a Samaritan.
And yet it's a Samaritan.
Like a prophet or a neighbor.
Who was provided a neighbor for.
So, anonzi mude, sekuzi dakaoneta, muna karati zanyasha kwa uri.
The one whom you love the way you love yourself is the person who showed you mercy.
Zatuwe sika.
Did you understand?
Zatuwe sika.
Did you understand?
Kuneva natufara noti sorry.
There are people we are supposed to apologize to.
Just go say so. Don't explain.
Go
just
and
go
say sorry.
Muningina.
Go and say, my brother.
Amai.
My mother. My sister.
Very sorry.
Very, very sorry.
That only. Don't try to justify
yourself. Don't try to justify yourself.
Just go. Be humble.
Be humble.
Especially if you are the one who offended them.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Look for people who showed you mercy. Say sorry. Ungadewa ka rezwa nemkoma ka nemningina. Kanewa nemkoma wako.